We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Nice guy, Steven. Music, please. Lo, before you begin, I will begin. Are you ready, love?
I'm ready.
Okay, very good. Take it away.
Are you a former coach?
No.
There goes Vince Lombardi. Mm. And Steve Spurrier.
Yeah, that's it.
You were thinking ball coach. You were thinking old ball coach.
Yeah, I was thinking I went with old ball
coach. Nine to go.
Okay, yeah, nine to go. So I'm looking at that. So he's not a former coach. Are you a former player?
Yes.
Interesting. The question is, what sport?
Or maybe he's just a player.
Mm. Is it Pete Sampras, a former tennis player?
Interesting.
Are you a former teammate of mine?
Yes.
Ooh,
all right, we've narrowed it down to thousands.
Stops.
Yeah, narrowed it down to thousands. 16 years times every single team.
Not a coach, clearly a player.
Teammate.
Seven to go.
Got to take. Wow, you played with so many guys. The first name that came to mind was one of your teammates.
Right.
I was trying to make a joke. I was like, "Damn!" First name. I was like, "That guy was his teammate." Peyton Manning out of the equation.
Did you play for the 49ers?
No.
31 teams left on the table.
Kasim Osgood.
Possible strategic
I'm sharp now. Now I'm back.
He's dialed in.
I got
in.
The one wrong, but
six
I got that
questions
one.
Questions to go.
Kasim Osgood off the table. Good friend of the program. Special teams ace.
Does Lo know? Six to go.
Six to go here?
In slow-mo.
Lo, you're doing well. You got a nice pattern going today. I'll give you that.
It's a slow
Did
developing pattern.
Did you play
pattern.
Offense?
Dibs, shut your mouth. Lo, don't listen to him.
I'm not. Did you play offense?
Yes.
Okay, this is big. We just took out all special teamers and all defenders, unless, of course, you have a Troy Brown situation here.
Could have gone both ways, Coach. Yeah,
could be a guy that played both ways.
Halfway home, five to go.
Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Charles, is it you? Don't answer that.
Did you play running back?
No.
Okay. There's only 10 other offensive positions.
Mm. No.
Actually, no. There's guard. It's right guard versus left guard. Left tackle versus right tackle.
Flanker.
God, this is interesting.
H-back.
This is getting really interesting.
How many
here?
Questions left?
He's got four to go, Joe.
Four. Okay, big four. Take your time here, big fella. Take your time. Not a coach.
Yeah.
Is a teammate of yours, former player, so not someone who's currently in the league. It's an offensive-minded player.
Did not play for the Niners.
Did not play for the Niners and not a running back.
Four to go on Does Lo Know.
He's really amping it up here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Shh. Quiet, please.
Yes, please, please be careful. Please be careful. Please be quiet, guys.
12 feet.
It's not Augusta National.
Breaking left to right. Downhill.
Do you currently coach now?
No.
I feel like we didn't need to use that one.
Three to go.
No. Don't let me trip you up with that. I'll break down the mistakes later.
Okay.
Might have snap hooked that one in the rough, Joe.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It kicked off the tree. You're in the rough, but you're still alive. You got a view of the green.
Three to go.
Yes.
Can you decide whether or not you want to lay up or go for it?
Needs to start making birdies, Joe. Three to go.
I am,
That roar you hear is Tiger Woods. He just birdied again. He's breathing down your neck.
Could be my stomach. I'm famished.
I'm actually
fasting today. I have to go get blood drawn later. The fact that I've kept it together this long is a testament to me.
I'm going to go. Did you play receiver?
Yes.
That's a big breakthrough.
Huge.
Breakthrough question.
He's
all
done
guards,
it.
Tackles, centers, quarterbacks, running backs, fullbacks out of the equation.
Two to go. Does Lo know? He's making a charge on the back nine.
Are you a man of color?
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible pull in the ninth question.
There goes Tim Dwight.
Normally he plays the card much earlier, the race card.
I know.
One
usually
to go.
Tries to narrow it down.
It was genius. It is a receiver, not a former 49er, and a person of color.
Did we play in Cincinnati together?
Yes.
Wow.
He's exhausted all 10 questions, Joe.
The questions are done. Lo has really narrowed it down here. Based on this criteria, you'd have to figure there's only a handful of people that meet this ridiculous criteria. ridiculously specific criteria.
I'm gonna give him my answer.
You got a guess?
He has
a guess, which is a big step up from the last couple weeks.
Yes. You're not kidding.
Guys?
Yeah?
And Mr. Guess,
sure.
Are you TJ, Hoos, and Gaga?
You know what the question should have been?
You want to get crazy?
Wrestle me to the ground and slam me down and run from me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's TJ Hushmanzada. Check him out on Fox Sports Now, former wide receiver, Cincinnati Bengals. Lo, take it away.
TJ, love you, brother. How have you been, my man?
I'm good.
Man, you wasn't giving me no love. You wasn't trying to help me out. You was trying to get me, bruh.
Hey, I did coach, but not in NFL. I was going to say yes for high school, but I didn't want to throw you off.
Yeah, I was already confused enough, brother. You know how I am. You know the big dome get confused enough. TJ, when you're watching this Niner team and you see what they've been able to do, bringing Sanders,
it's all right.
How do you view this receiving core? How do you view this team in general, especially from an offensive perspective?
They needed somebody like him in offense from the perspective of he's been very successful in the league. He can win one-on-one battles, and he's not the biggest guy. And so when you look at the 49ers receivers, they can learn from him as far as how to beat press coverage, how to separate at the top of the routes, which I think are the two most important things for a receiver outside of catching the ball. And so just from a learning perspective and helping the other receivers out, whether he's verbally helping them, they can just sit there and watch him and learn, and it's going to open up so much in that offense. You go back to the Cardinal game, I mean, he gave Patrick Peterson the business, and how many guys do you see do that? And so from that perspective, he helps him out a lot. It's going to be a big boost for him. Jimmy G knows I have somebody that when I need a play, I can go to him, because he showed it to me against one of the best corners in the league that he can consistently get open.
TJ Hushmanzada joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Your thoughts on Jimmy Garoppolo? He's coming off the ACL injury earlier in the season. A lot of people saw him as a game manager type, and then he had the big breakthrough performance in Arizona last week. How do you assess him as a quarterback still early into his career?
He's improving. He's done exactly what has been asked of him. The defense has been playing well. The running game has been awesome, and so he has been a game manager. And when the defense wasn't playing well and they weren't able to run the ball like they had, he showed up and did what you expect a quarterback of his stature to do, and that's win the game. And that's exactly what the 49ers preseason were. They were my pick to have a great year. They were my team that didn't have a great year last year and have a great year this year. So far, they're making me look pretty good.
When you look at the landscape of the NFC and where they sit undefeated, do you think that they have the ability to not only make it to the playoffs but be the top seed in the NFC and maybe even advance to the Super Bowl now?
Oh, no question. My son tells me all the time, the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. Tells me that all the time. And so when you look at it,
Wow. Look
at the teams who they will be competing with to get to what you said, the playoffs, win the game, the Super Bowl, so forth and so on. You look at the New Orleans Saints. They can pressure Drew Brees. Drew Brees isn't very tall. They can put pressure in his face. The Saints don't have a downfield target. Michael Thomas kind of works underneath a lot. That plays into the 49ers' hand. They can get pressure on you. You don't have that deep threat. You look at the Eagles. You look at the Rams, who they've already beaten. You look at the Seahawks, who they're going to play. We'll get a feel for that game. The 49ers have a great chance of having a really special year this year.
TJ, going back in your career, I was fortunate enough to play with your rookie year, you and Chad Johnson. You guys stood out. And you guys had a veteran guy in Darnay Scott. But how big is it to have a guy like Debo that has Emmanuel, an older veteran guy? How long is that process? What is it like put yourself in Debo's position, which you've been there, that you know, see, that has the talent, but right now we haven't been able to see everything come to the forefront. What is it like? What process is he going through?
It's just the little things, man. I remember one time, man, we played the Jacksonville Jaguars, though. And Darnay Scott comes to me at halftime. He was like, you want to play? I'm like, yeah, I want to play. He was like, all right, I'm going to get hurt the first play of the second half, and you got the rest of the game. I'm going to see what you got. And he did that, and I led the team in receiving that game in one half. And I say that to say it could be on the field. It can be off the field. Like you said with Darnay Scott, me and Darnay Scott were really good friends. And for me, it was more off the field stuff that I learned from D. Scott, what to do, what not to do, how to carry yourself, how to maneuver in a city that you're not familiar with. And so that's just as important as on the field, because on the field, me and Darnay were different players. And so, but am I able to learn from him? Yes, I can watch certain releases and say, ah, I like that. But then I have to be careful because the DB's not going to play me the same way that they played D. Scott. And so when you learn from guys, you got to understand that you're probably not going to get played the same way because they respect him more than they're probably going to respect you early on. But it's just something that you can put in your mental Rolodex and say, okay, let me try this. But I got to understand that we are two different type of players.
TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I've always wanted to ask you this. Years ago, there was that famous NFL.com commercial for the fantasy drafts where the guy's sitting around trying to pronounce your name, but he can't get your name right. He doesn't know your last name. And then the entire room full of guys drafting is furious with him, and he keeps getting it wrong, and he says, TJ, who's your mama? And the guy looks at him and he goes, it's Houshmandzadeh. And he goes, yeah, Houshmandzadeh, championship. And everyone walked around saying that for so long. Did people come up to you and acknowledge that commercial? Like, was that a thing you had to deal with?
Oh, still to this day, I get it. And I don't mind it. It's been like that my whole life, man. You know, you get a substitute teacher in school, and they get to the Hernandez, this, and you're like, oh, they're coming up on my name. They get to my name, and they just pause for a minute. I'm like, that's me.
Right.
And I thought the commercial was funny. People were kind of able to relate. If they didn't know the face, they knew the name. And so there's people that I've met, and oh man, I've heard the name so much, man. Finally glad to meet you. This is when I was playing. And so, yeah, man, I thought it was funny.
Well, TJ, I'm telling you right now, you're a hell of a player, but you're a better person than you were a player. Love you, brother. You're the best. Thanks for joining the show. We'll talk real soon.
Hey, Zo, I appreciate you. I hope you ain't down there wrestling all your coworkers at the radio station, man.
No, I don't get crazy anymore, TJ. I'm about three and a half years sober, baby. I ain't get crazy no more. I only drink sharps. Hey, non-alcoholic beer.
You got to tell people. Have you told stories how you used to just pin everybody on the team every day?
He has this famous one he tells in San Diego where, like, he was coming out of the showers and he was wrestling this rookie naked. It's the oddest story. But LT confirmed it, and we've always looked at him differently since.
TJ, I never wrestled. What's that telling, bro?
Hey, listen, I've seen him pin guys 350 pounds. Bet him big money that I can pin you in 20 seconds. And literally, we'll have them on the ground and can't move. I've seen it.
Wow.
I've seen it.
We were winning money, baby. We weren't winning games, but I was winning money. TJ was riding with me.
That's a perfect line.
TJ rode with me. He bet with me.
Oh, man. TJ, thanks so much for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
All right, y'all take care, man. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.